to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about listening. And so we started on Monday by looking at active listening. Tuesday, we talked about levels of listening, and we continued that into Wednesday. And today, I want to look at how you might become a better listener. So looking at the levels that we've discussed the next 2 days and saying, okay, how can I get myself from, you know, the selective listening phase to autobiographical, or from autobiographical to purposeful, or purposeful to intuitive? And so one of the things and one of the great tools you can do from a listening standpoint is just to acknowledge what's said. So as you're the listener, you're listening to a conversation, you're listening to someone talking to you, and maybe the feedback could be something like, or the acknowledgement could be something like, I want to commend you on the work you've done in your area of study. It appears to me that you've invested a lot of time and energy to getting where you are today. My impression of you is that you look at the interests of your customers above the interest of yourself, and my sense is that that served you very well, and you must be proud of what you've been able to accomplish. So all we're doing there is we're taking what we've already gotten through the conversation and we're feeding it back to them to let them know that not only did we hear what they said, we're acknowledging what they said. We're also boosting their ego in the process so that they're more apt to give us more information. Okay? Again, people love to have the acknowledgement. And then once you get to the acknowledgement stage, then you can move to the next stage, which is empathy. And now in empathy, we're rephrasing the content to reflect feeling. So I know you're concerned about your business, and I hear your frustration with the fact that your sales aren't what you want them to be. You know, I understand why you have these concerns, and anybody in your position would, and it has to be difficult for you to even talk about some of those things. But no, in the end, there's some things that you can do to rectify the situation, right? So now what I'm doing is, again, I'm just providing empathy. So we acknowledge up front, we go through the empathy stage. Now they know we're listening, we're giving them feedback, we're on their side of the table, and now that allows us to get much deeper. So now we're establishing that trust. So we talk about the bond that we get from being a great listener. Acknowledgement and empathy are the two greatest tools you have for getting that bond. And by doing it, if you know that you're going to acknowledge them, you're forced to listen to the conversation and pay greater attention. If you pay greater attention, that's automatically going to raise your level of listening. And if you're able to look at it from their point of view, from the empathetic standpoint, now you're already at purposeful. And if you can go beyond that to intuitive, where you're literally coming up with some new ideas that they may never have thought of before, you know, now you're exactly where you want to be. And that is in that intuitive listening stage, where now you're bringing out new ideas, coming to new conclusions, listening from an outsider's perspective, and again, going beyond that spoken word. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe, and you can do it on iTunes or Stitcher. It's always great to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I just ask for the opportunity. I would love to be that person for you. And all it means is getting here, committing for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to conclude our conversation on becoming a better listener. But for today, what I want you to do is I want you to think about the two things we discussed. Number one, acknowledgement as you're listening to someone. And number two, empathy as you're listening to someone. Give them the feedback to let them know you're listening. Let them know you're on their side. And just watch what happens as a result of that interaction.